1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For yourselves, brothers, know our entrance to you, that it was not in vain. But even after we had suffered before, and were shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our Elohim to speak to you the gospel of Elohim with much contention. For our exhortation was not from deceit nor from impurity, nor in guile. But as we were allowed by Elohim to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but Elohim, who tries our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness, Elohim is witness. Nor from men did we seek glory, neither from you, nor yet from others, when we might have been burdensome, as the apostles of the Messiah. But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted to you, not the gospel of Elohim only, but also our own souls, because you were dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, so that we would not be chargeable to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of Elohim. You are witnesses, and Elohim also, how holy, justly, and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we exhorted, comforted, and charged each of you, as a father does his children. That you would walk worthy of Elohim, who has called you into his kingdom and glory. For this cause we also thank Elohim without ceasing, because, when you received the word of Elohim which you heard from us, you did not receive it as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of Elohim, which effectually works also in you who believe. For you, brothers, became followers of the assemblies of Elohim which in Judea are in the Messiah Yeshua, for you also have suffered like things from your own countrymen, even as they have from the Jews, who killed both the Master Yeshua and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they do not please Elohim, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles so that they may be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brothers, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Therefore we would have come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan delayed us. For what is our hope, joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are you not even in the presence of our Master Yeshua the Messiah at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.